This is our Airbnb update, episode 121 for October 12th, 2007. The Uninformed 3%. Hello, everybody. RSVMB Update 121 for Friday, October 12th, 2007. We just had a bit of a mishap there. Let's introduce our panel of experts first of all. Jeff, outgoing in alphabetical order.
Hello, everyone.
And I'm Mike. Jeff.
Hello.
Because Brad is away this week with a broken pair of headset.
Yeah, so this week we got some really energetic hosts.
Yes. First of all, let's say that Mike is filling in for the content side and Jeff is filling in for the British accent side. Because before we started recording, Jeff did a pretty good British accent.
I did?
Yes, he did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did. It just sounded like Brad. But anyways, yeah, this is the second time we're starting this because, well, first of all, first time I started doing the intro and whatnot, and I forgot to hit the record button. Luckily, we were only 30 seconds in. And then upon starting the show, I declared it September 21st, 2004.
Yeah, and that was your fourth time saying the date, and yeah, you got it wrong every time.
If I get more stuff wrong, please correct me. We got a pretty good show by the looks of it this week. A few audio questions, some tech news, some rants, and a good selection of RuneScape updates this week. So without further ado, let's get rolling. Back to my roots. Don't you guys just love going back to your roots?
Sure.
Okay.
You ever go back and examine your ancient history, Jeff?
I don't need to.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Mike?
No.
Anyways, let's talk about RuneScape now. This is basically what it sounds like, a farming quest. I don't know about you guys, but I actually like these kind of quests that involve farming because it's just such a nice way to exercise the skill and do some problem-solving all at the same time. But anyways, this was a little quest that came out this week. Let's do a little brief synopsis first. So basically, you're strolling through that city. What's that city called again?
Ardoyan.
We have a discussion on this every week, but let's go on record here. Jeff, how do you pronounce it?
I call it Ardoyan.
Okay. Mike?
Ardoyan, that's how they said you pronounce it, isn't it? Or
Yeah. I still call it a drogue from the RuneScape.
Yeah.
The RuneScape Classic, some things were renamed and whatnot, but anyways.
Yeah, like Karajamma.
Yes. Yes. It's now Karamja. Okay. So basically in this quest, you're walking through Ardy and you have to... You notice that the gardener in the main castle there, Horatio is his name, is having some problems with a vine, or he wants a vine, rather, right?
Yeah, he wants to grow it or something.
Yeah, and then basically from there you have to... It's sort of like one small favor all over again, except only in the city, because you remember I was thinking this as we were doing it, that we had to go between all those different people.
Well, then you could call every quest a small favor, then, because they're all... You do that in every quest.
Go here, do this. Well,
this quest wasn't that long, though. You only talked to, like, four people.
That's right, and it is classed as a master quest. I don't know, like, does this mean this is the new definition of master, you think?
I don't know.
Because this is what Contact was like. I don't know. I just think this is more of a lower level, kind of maybe an experience quest or something. But anyways, once you have to talk to the wizard guy who handles the essence, I believe, missing a package and from the RPDT, but they won't deliver his package because it's a hand. What did he need the hand for again?
That wasn't his package. That was someone else's package that was holding them up or something.
Oh, right. And his package was being held up. Okay. Right. And so, what was his package?
I don't know if it said, did it?
I don't think so.
He just wanted the package before he'd help you, I think.
Oh, right. Yeah, and then basically you go to the island, and you have to find take a root cutting from this vine. Which, I think I'm correct in saying that this is the majority of the quest, because, well, you have to navigate the maze in order to get to the vine, to where you can do a cutting. And with all the kinds of different agility traps and whatnot, it's a bit of a hassle, although it can be kind of fun. Right?
I guess so.
Also, there's a part where somebody died, but I missed the rune plate body. I have no idea how someone would be able to die in there, you know?
Yeah, the stuff didn't hurt that much.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyways...
Did Jeff do the quest, or he doesn't have members anymore?
No. I stopped playing for a while.
Yeah, he's retired. Retired from service. But anyways, after that, you take the cutting, put it in a plant pot, and put that in another pot, and put a pot lid on it.
Yeah, you made me go get the pots.
That's because I was already in there, and I fell twice.
Okay, I was already at the roots, and you were not.
But I got there by the time we realized we needed pots.
No.
Yes.
Anyways.
But it all worked out in the end. I'll go get the pots next time, then. And then you plant it, grows up, and then you have to chop it down because it overgrows itself. And let's talk a bit about the reward. 15k agility, 24k farming, 23k slayer, and 40k woodcutting. Definitely sounds like a master quest based on those rewards, you know?
And the requirements are quite high, too.
Well, sort of. Fairy Tale Part 1, Hand in the Sand, One Small Favor, Tribal Totem, 55 Agility, 53 Farming, 59 Slayer, 72 Woodcutting, and defeat the level 167 foe. But yeah, I guess that is kind of high, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
With the farming and woodcutting there, and the 167. But anyways, I don't know. I overall think it was a good quest. What do you get? What do you rate it out of? What would you have to rate it?
I guess 4. It was good reward and short, but it wasn't really much of a quest.
Yeah, there's like no real substance to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there was that little moving onwards. There was that little actually. Let's talk about what it gives access to. Apparently, new maze, which. I have no idea. You could go there and fight the creatures.
Yeah, well, to get those wizard parts of the wizard that went missing from the other quest.
We'll talk about that in a second. 8 new gathered creatures, the farming patch, transportation between Eagle's Peak and Karamja with the eagle, Tears of Gothic style repeatable reward! Yeah, right. Definitely not, eh?
Well, it's not really as good as the Tears of Gothic.
It's for Slayer and farming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's like a misclarification there or something. So
it's unless we don't really know what it is, but I think it's just growing that vine and cutting it down.
Yeah, exactly.
After it's grown out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And then it might as well just be part of the farming skill, not a...
Yeah, exactly.
Not a mini-game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyways, on to the little bonus quest. You get to watch a funeral. You can maybe explain about this, seeing as I didn't do it, but you did.
Well, you just fight all the monsters in the maze till you get two arms, two legs, and a torso and a foot. And then you take them all to the guy at the Wizards Guild, and he'll hold a funeral for the guy, and you get some, I think it's 200 laws, 100 bloods, and 10k magic experience.
And do they like actually show them putting the body in the ground, or?
Well, it's the cutscene where you're just standing there with a bunch of other wizards with the body in the casket in the ground.
Okay. Yeah. I just love how they stick those in, you know, little behind-the-scenes mini-quests that nobody knows about. But I had a good idea for a quest this week. I was telling Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember it?
It
wasn't...
Yeah,
is it the one with the nuke, or the one with his time runes?
I think it's the one with the nuke.
No, it's not. It's a different one. It's neither of those. The time runes one and the nuke ones were the same.
Oh.
This one's one where you
Star Trek one.
No. What you're doing is you're walking through the city, right? And it just starts randomly, like a set time after you log on for your session. And when you do that, this guy will appear, and he'll tell you that you're on trial, and you basically need to prove to him that you're not a savage, and then once you're done, you get a nice little reward. You need to prove that the humans on RuneScape are not all bad and whatnot. And this quest can also serve as a prelude for some other kind of new magic spell book, maybe.
Yeah, you told me about that one, and you said you were inspired by Star Trek.
Yeah, inspired, vaguely.
Wasn't there some other quest where the guy came to you? One of the elf ones?
Yeah, that was when you started Regicide.
Oh, yeah, right. That was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Baba Yaga now stocks uncharged battle staffs.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because remember we couldn't find where the new ones were.
Didn't Baba Yaga always have them, just not as many?
That's right, because they changed it based on your level. Right now, if you've completed Novarok tasks, you get 8 per day. If you completed the easy task, you get 16 per day. Completed medium, you get 32 per day, and if you completed hard, you get 64 per day. So we can see there's a nice little, I don't know what kind of pattern to call it there, but...
Is there any easy way to get seaweed now?
Yes, there is, actually. That's our next point. First, it says that Arhine is now doing the same for pineapples and seaweed. Do you have any idea who that is?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's one thing I was wondering, because it says who, but it doesn't give a link or anything in their profile. Or his profile on the knowledge database, so.
I don't remember who that is.
Yeah, but apparently he's doing it, so as long as you know where to find him, you can do that. If you know where to find him, send a PM to one of us so we can educate everyone next week.
So then you get the sand from the hen and the sand guy, the battle staffs from Baba Yaga, and the seaweed from Arhine, and make battle staffs, I guess.
Yeah. I read somewhere, is this Baba Yaga female or male? And I thought they said he on the news update.
I don't know, they're in the lunar place.
Yeah, and I swear it was a she.
I thought so.
I know. Let's see. Oh, it was talking about the other guy. He. Arhine. Okay.
Oh.
Rock crabs now drop noted seaweed.
I think they changed it for other stuff too. Like remember the Dagonoss always dropped seaweed.
Oh right, well that's good then, because now you can just collect it and not have to worry about banks or inventory space.
Yeah.
Oh, now this is my favorite part: the bug bag. Whenever there's bugs, we title it the Bug Bag. Does our Rune Merchant's offer price adjusted for buying Chaos and Death Runes off players so they are no longer affected by the number of runes in the player stock section of his shop? Now, will this make it so that it's easier or harder for those people who like to merchant Tokel for runes and an Onyx or whatnot? What do you think?
I never checked.
Because they said his offer price is now constant, so that'll either help or it won't help.
Well, if it's constant, they probably reduce the price he buys for, too, then.
Yeah, they said this is what they were adjusting the offer. The offer price has now been adjusted, so I don't know. They might take that opportunity to kill that avenue of merchanting. No longer possible to use prayers in Galariel's tomb, as the monsters there were never capable of hitting through prayers.
We're always capable of hitting through prayers.
Oh, oh my! I can't read my writing on this thing.
It's not your writing. It's just like font. How can you not read it?
As I was like, I'm like skipping ahead because it's been a long week, you know.
Okay, I can't read your writing though.
Well, obviously it's okay. It's good enough because I haven't got any assignments back where they said they can't read it. The small sapling for net trapping red salamanders has been fixed. It was blocked by the Aranya Altar update a few weeks ago or whenever that was, so good for that. Okay, now time to look at the player's gallery. Any favorites this month?
Did you guys see the last one with the cartoon?
Which one is that? Oh yeah, that one's funny.
Yeah.
Where it says...
That one's not bad.
Cakes for a level 426? Or no, it's 126. Poor guy's allergic to seafood.
Look at that. That's funny.
Yeah, it's just funny. So I don't quite get it. What happened?
I think some level 126 died and then dropped some cake.
Oh, so. And then these guys are upset about it.
Well, okay. Everything in RuneScape is seafood.
Yeah, that's right. They need to have hamburgers. No?
I don't know. Sure.
Okay. Then there's one I want to draw attention to called Strength Through Wisdom. If you look up at the top, it says STRENGHT through wisdom.
Hold on, which one is that?
Strength through wisdom. There's a typo on the guy's. He interchanged the G and the T in the.
Typo. It's,
yeah.
It looks like it's drawn though. So.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
It's funny.
Error.
Yeah. See, that maybe made a little mistake and. There's a little rune there. It looks like a happy face, or a surprised face. You see that rune on the left-hand side, third from the bottom?
Third from the bottom.
What is that, steam room? Or no?
I don't know.
Smoke rune? Oh, maybe that's dust.
Oh. Okay.
The drawing's not bad, though. I like it.
Except for the typo.
Yeah.
Let's just do the poll right now. Posty Pete asks, question 1, please check all those website updates that you read or view when they come out. 75% say behind the scenes, 55% players gallery, and 14% none of the above. What do you guys have to say on this?
What's the question again? Sorry.
Well, basically, they want to know what do you read on the website when it comes out?
I read behind the scenes, and I don't really read much else because I don't have time.
I read the behind the scenes, players gallery, and development diaries pretty much. Because development diaries, that's always interesting to see how they work these things. Like the. What was the latest one? I forget. Oh, the audio. No.
The latest one was the shops.
Oh, God. Like, what's with me today? messing up dates, messing up... Oh, my God. Well, it is Friday, so you got to give us a little bit of leeway. Mike, please take the next one.
I'm not logged in. It's not letting me log in.
I'll read it first. Okay. Please check all the those website functions that you regularly use. 79% say polls, 74% say forms, and 73% says height scores.
See, of course polls is going to be at the top because you're voting in the poll system, right? Like, this is just funny, I think, you know?
Wait, this is a multiple choice question.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so yeah.
I said the polls.
It's regularly used, though, so...
I just said the polls, mainly, and sometimes the forums, because, well, you know, we have our own high score system at highscores.rsbnb.com that's far superior.
That uses theirs, so... So, yeah, I checked it anyway, still.
Okay. Yeah. So, I don't know. 16% only use the Quest Helps, use the Quest Help system, so does that mean that we should get rid of Quest Help?
Well, the problem with their Quest Help thing is it just gives you, like, one hint. It doesn't really...
It doesn't give you... It's not like a quest guide.
And you can't get any more for a certain period of time, I think.
Yeah, that's how it works.
If they wanted to do a Quest Help system, that should be in-game with, like, flashing arrows and stuff.
Yes.
I was talking to Creepy about this earlier.
But then what do we call this, like, Noobscape or whatnot?
I don't know.
Like, yeah, you could do more of a Quest Help system, but it's pretty pointless the way it is right now, so why not get rid of it, right?
Well, yeah, they should have the hints in-game for help, like one hint a day or something, instead of having to log in somewhere else to get it.
Yeah, obviously. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, Jeff.
Okay, so I was wondering, how do you guys spell high scores? Because Jagex have always been spelling it with H-I scores, and then we usually spell it H-I-G-H scores.
Well, the proper way is H-I-G-H, right?
As two words.
Yeah.
Jagex just made that word up. If you search it, theirs comes up first.
Well, that's why they did it then.
Okay.
Like, if you Google for Shane12088, do it. You get that oh-so-favored website called the blog at Shane.RSBNB.com.
The second would be the Internet Archive search.
Yeah, because we had that's where we stored some old episodes of RSBNB Update. Then I guess there's Delicious, Dig, Future Shop. Oh my god. Okay, well, enough of that then. High scores, H-I-G-H. I guess we should be moving on to the fourth question now.
How many questions did I miss? Will make
third question.
Whoa, we're only on the third question. Okay.
There's six questions.
What? There's six?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, question three. Which of these statements accurately reflects your opinion about the game banners, the cartoon style flash animations at the top of the RuneScape front page? 33% say I really only like them and I really like them and look out for new ones. 20% I think the banners that I have seen are okay. I like those banners that I've seen, 19%, and 10% have not noticed them. So, and 3% can't see the banners.
Haha.
Now, I don't know, do you guys look for them? Like when you're playing or waiting to log in or something?
I only see them on the main page.
Yeah, and I treat them as ads, and I just don't look at that section of the page, you know?
I have ad block.
Okay, well, that's nice to know.
You shouldn't have admitted that. Jagex will ban you now.
Uh-oh.
No, we'll ban you.
No.
Banned. Anyways, yes, I don't know. I don't pay attention for them because it's just human nature, don't you think, to gloss over where the ads are, right?
Yeah.
Like, if it was a big thing on the page, yeah, I'd probably notice, but being up there, I don't notice them that often. Anything else on that one?
Nope.
Question 4. What story would you most like to see in the Lores and Histories? Well, this is most definitely interesting. There's a huge split here. 19% say A Legend of RuneScape. Yeah, and I don't know. Like, I don't even read this section. Like, it's just too much time for me, and I don't like reading this section. But 2% want to see travel writing now. What the heck would that be? Like a travel diary of where you go or something?
I guess.
Like, okay. They meet that guy with the black cape on Falador Crossroads, or what's that guy called? And then just write about that, or like what?
Maybe.
What would it be?
I don't know.
What would you guys read? I would read history of a city or RuneScape.
I might read something more along the lines of why something happened. Like, why do we have Falador? Why do we have Varrock? You know what I mean?
Well, that's the history, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but why? Why? Why have that city?
Well, that's the history.
But, I'd read an essay about why, though.
That is a history.
No, it's not. It's an essay about why. It's an expository essay. Okay, well, obviously I'm not making much sense here, because you guys both disagree with me on, like various other things in the past history of this show, so I say we move on to question number 5.
What?
Mike?
Okay. In which situations do you use the knowledge base? Please choose all options that apply. 57% use it to get information on a new update. 48% use it to read more information about things in-game. 46% use it to find out the rewards of a piece of content. 40% use it to help them when they're stuck in-game. 32% use it to look up ideas for things to do.
What the heck? How does that work?
I don't know. Well, maybe if they don't know all the aspects of a skill or something. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
31% use it to find out if I've missed anything in a piece of content. I guess that applies to the last one.
Mm-hmm.
30% use it to browse and read when I have free time. 20% say they do not use the knowledge base. And 17% other. I don't know what other there is. And 3% have not heard of the knowledge base.
Are you serious?
Those are those freaking noobs you see who don't know what it is. Like, how can you... Oh, my God. Oh, God. Sounds like I'm having a breakdown.
How did they find the poll if they can't find the knowledge base?
Exactly. The poll is... Okay, let's take a look. Okay. The poll is in its own section, and the knowledge base is in its own section, too, called knowledge base with knowledge base home and whatnot. I don't know.
I think people just like to mess with the results.
Wait, yes. This is a multiple choice question. Doesn't that mean you could choose I have not heard of it and at the same time choose something else?
Yes. What's with that? Like, that makes no sense. Why would they do that? Like, this doesn't seem like it should be... Like, those last two should not be on there. Or the last one shouldn't be on there then, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, I use it to do Shane's show notes. So I know what if that update is a quest or something.
Okay. Yeah, and yeah. I use it for looking information up about a certain skill, like if I'm wondering about a level or something and we don't have it on our site, I'll go to the knowledge base. Last question, what is the main reason you read Postbag from the Hedge? And 41% do not read it. 15% read it because it gives spoilers of upcoming content. 17% because the letters are often funny. I'm not going to say the rest of the results, but... Oh, and 3% like the monthly image.
3% have not heard of it.
Yeah, that seems to be a constant about not hearing about things. They must be the same 3% then, hey?
No.
They can... You know what they can be called? They can be called the uninformed 3%. Because, like... It just doesn't make sense that they know about the poll but don't know about these things, you know? Oh, boy. Anything else on this, like, besides laughing at them?
No.
Why do you guys read it? Or you guys don't read it, do you?
Not really, sometimes.
I just skim it for the purpose of this show to see if there's anything funny. And if there's not, I just don't read it. Like, if there's maybe a bit of a spoiler or something, sure, I'll read it. Image is sometimes funny, but that's about it. Okay, so we're on to questions now. First audio question is from PFK99.
Shane, now that you've had your skill cape for a few weeks now, do you think that capes and or the skill level should provide something other than it already does?
That is a very good question. I don't know. Should it provide something more? I don't know. What would be logical for each different skill, you think, to at 99? Like, I know we said before that you couldn't do this for everything, but it'd be nice to have the ability to have some of your crops not die when you get 99 farming, you know?
Well, if you're a master of farming, you should know how to keep your crops alive.
I know.
Yeah.
Smithing, maybe 100% smithing iron? I don't know. Like, you could add things like this, but then you'd overpower the skill and unbalance it and create unfair advantages for 99 and stuff, so I don't know. I'd have to say, yeah, some skills could go with it, but overall, I'm not too sure. Like, yeah, maybe have the ability to have some crops not die or something, but nothing too drastic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no trees grown in an hour, I think that would be reasonable, right?
You mean mm-hmm. unreasonable?
Yeah, like unreasonable. It'd be reasonable for that not to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good we all agree on that.
That's what I thought they were going to do when they released them.
I know, they said a neat special effect, right?
But then I couldn't think of one for some of the skills. Like, what could they do for some of them?
For woodcutting, they can make it so you get more logs at one time. So you swing the axe at a tree and you get like 5 or something.
Yeah, that'd be too overpowered.
Fire making can start big bonfires.
Oh, I have an idea for wood cutting. Your axe head doesn't fall off.
They fix that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they don't fall off anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, that's been fixed for everyone.
That was annoying.
I don't know, herbal or 4-dose potions, maybe? Because there is enough water to make 4 doses, like it's a completely filled vial, right?
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Like, some things would just be too overpowered, so I'm guessing that's why they didn't add it, right?
Too much profit doing that, though.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, our second audio question this week is from a longtime listener called Magic Jarvis, who disappeared for a while and is back now.
Shane, how many friends do you have?
We were discussing this before we came to record this show and what he meant.
I'd say real life.
Yeah. Let's just say I don't closely associate with people in real life unless I trust them. So let's just say that it's limited to a select few, maybe less than 5. But as for... all these other friends, like on RuneWire, Dig, they're friends you've never met before.
Is Leo the put your friend?
Yeah, everyone is on Dig. But, you know, that doesn't count, so... But I'd say that the staff people are friends. I'd meet them in real life, right? Jeff?
I'd think about it.
Why?
Yeah, do your laugh. You'll never know why. Shane, do your laugh.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
No. Why? I don't get it.
I think you scare people with that laugh.
Which
one? You don't do it on the show ever, though.
Oh, right. Well, I just scare Brad with it when we play Counter-Strike.
Okay.
Is that how you laugh?
No. I don't see how that's scary.
It's scary.
Okay. Okay, first question. Jeff, please.
Shane, why do you put questions, brackets, at rsbnb, brackets, .com instead of a normal email address? Also, why isn't there a web emotion? P.S., are you going to ever upload the old episodes?
Well, I think we all know why we don't use a full email address, right? It's to prevent it's some spam hardening, let's say, to prevent us from getting spammed.
Yeah, it stops most of the basic ones, but there's other people that scan for that too.
Yeah, so it's just a measure to keep the inbox clean. Web emote, Mike.
I don't know.
Because you manage those kind of emote things.
I do?
Yeah, you added the last set.
I wasn't aware that I managed these.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we could add it then.
Yeah, the only thing is it's one from InVision, you know, so I don't know. And InVision is not open source, so I don't know if we could take that without having an InVision license unless somebody wanted to make us one, you know. That's the only thing I'm concerned about. But we do have lots of good emotes. And old episodes, more on that later, and other things. Okay. Do you get trick-or-treating kids at your door on Halloween? If so, what do you do? From Alex. Jeff, do you?
Yeah, we get a lot, because we live nearby the school. But
okay.
We just should turn off all the lights and then wait. Ignore all those people. Hey, you save money.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. I guess we won't ever see you on Halloween then.
I do go out, though.
Okay. Trick-or-treating?
Yep.
Vandalize people's property?
Not really.
Oh, that's good. Mike?
Well, last year we only got like 10 people, so we don't really do it.
Yeah, I remember at your house, you all used to get like 100 plus.
Yeah, but like last year was really,
or whatever.
Really, really cold, so...
Oh, right. It was one of the years it snowed before Halloween.
I think it was a Sunday, too, wasn't it?
Let's see.
Sunday, and it snowed,
it
would have
been
really
a Tuesday, because
it's
on a Wednesday this year.
Oh. Well, it was a school night, so...
Yeah. Yeah. I remember going out some nights, and it was just really, really cold when it would snow, you know? When it had already snowed.
Yeah.
That's not that good, but... I don't know. Sometimes that does happen here, but... So, yeah, and I don't get anyone here because, well, I'm surrounded by seniors, literally. So, people don't go to the seniors' house because they always give them raisins or whatever, stuff like that, because, well, you know, raisins are good for those people who need more fiber in their diet for certain reasons.
If you live around all these old people, why do you still encrypt your... wireless network, like 64 characters.
Well, because I don't know, it's just a habit. When I went up there to enable it, there were 7 access points I could see. Strangely.
Well, you live near those apartment buildings, though, so
yeah,
you see
that could
those.
Be why. But they were all encrypted, so that's good. No open ones. Anyways, yeah. So I don't do much. Mike doesn't do much, and Jeff turns the lights out.
Yeah, turn the lights out here now because no one comes anymore.
Okay. I know you mentioned on your blog at shane.rsbnb.com, but what do you think of my idea for Media Monday and UMD's idea of Funny Friday from KJTH 2003? Well, let's just say that it's fine to create your own kind of ideas for your own blog, but if you try and if you come up with something that's sort of like My Flashy Friday or something like it, but in a different name, but essentially the same thing, well, then that kind of annoys me. But then there's nothing I can do about it because I don't have control of the server, so there's nothing I can do about it. But I don't know. I made a post about it a while ago on the blog.
Let me be Brad for like a second and just say it's totally uncreative and lame.
Okay, thank you, Brad. See, we're getting the same elements that we always get with Brad. Jeff, you're doing a good job.
Now put on the British accent.
Guess not. Okay, Mike, next question, please.
What would you say to a person who believes in flat Earth? That's from Slim Poo. That they need help.
Okay. Personally, I tell them to go back to the 13th century or whatever. Jeff?
I just walk away.
Okay. Thank you, Slim Poo. Next one's from Skillpier 100. What happens in Miscellanea? Well, Miscellanea is a complicated thing. It
includes everything.
Yes, it includes everything, hence the name Miscellanea. Basically, you do the first quest, Throne of Miscellanea, then you get access to half the islands, then you do Royal Travel and you get access to the rest of the islands to get your hardwood and farming seeds.
Etc.
Exactly. And what you do is you put money into the coffers, maybe you go check it once every 2 weeks or so, and set your people to do certain things, and when you come back, if you maintain your favor, you should have a nice selection of herbs, logs, or those kind of things, you know? So basically, it's just a way to get free resources from your kingdom without doing anything.
Well, not free, because you put you money pay them. Into it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I guess it basically is free, because you can...
Not really anymore.
I don't know.
It's
cheaper than buying the actual supplies.
Okay.
Have you guys
yes.
tried it? Like, use it intensively?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I got...
ever since it came out. Okay. 50k a day or 75k a day when they upgraded it.
Yeah. That's how I got from 60 to like 85 farming.
I've gotten to, 87 farming just from the seeds from that.
Well, there you go.
I haven't bought any seeds.
That's how you do farming.
Just put it on 100% maples. Now maples are going down in price. So
yeah,
can't
they're
sell it back
down
the
to like 65 each, so you do lose some money from that. I don't know. That I have to do a cost analysis to see if it's still worth it. Probably is when you take into account nests and whatnot. But
well, if you sell everything that you get from your people, you make profits for sure.
Yeah.
So even if you don't use the supplies, you should still use Miscellanea and like sell the stuff if you want to make some money.
There you go. And it takes 75k a day if you've done both quests, and 50k a day if you've just done the one.
That's right. If you have it, at least what is it, over 100 or over 750k in there.
Okay. So it's 750k plus 75k a day for.
It takes 10% of what you have in there, or a maximum of 75 or 50k.
Okay. Yeah, I need to sell some stuff, because last time I went there, I ran out of money, and I was only able to put, like, 1.1 million in.
Yeah, I need to sell about 120k maples that I have from there still.
I need to sell 18k maples, so... If you're looking for about 128k maples, talk to both of us and we'll work out a deal. PM okay. One of us if you need more than like 100k maples, or even just 18k, PM me. If you need more than 18k, PM Mike.
Okay.
That's all I got to say about that question. Skillpier 100. Okay. Everyone, what is personally your favorite type of music? From Zach. Jeff?
I don't really listen to music.
Okay. Mike?
I listen to rock. I don't know, basically all types except for classic. I don't really like classic rock.
Okay. Yeah, I don't listen to much music either, but I do have a few Star Trek soundtracks.
No.
It's okay.
But this kind of music makes you smarter.
No.
Anyways, that question was from Zach. Okay, let's move on to the next question now from Anubis.
Thanks.
Jeff, please.
Oh, do you believe in ghosts? Surprised, if so, why? Wait, that was an... Oh, okay.
That was
probably a smiley face.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, let's start again. Do you believe in ghosts? If so, why? If not, how would you explain this sighting of ghosts by Anubis?
Do you?
Not really.
Mike?
No. I don't believe in them.
I don't know. I won't believe in them till I see it.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Like, if I see... I'm just looking at the bathroom right now. If I saw maybe a 40% transparent man walk through, yeah, then definitely I'd believe in ghosts, but otherwise, no. What's so funny?
Nothing. It's just weird that you pick the bathroom.
Well, yeah, that's what I see when I look to the right.
Okay.
How would you explain the sightings of ghosts? I don't know. We've all seen those pictures where they're like little anomalies on like a picture taken with a camera or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's talking about how people say they've seen ghosts, though.
Yeah. Well, there's that show on Discovery Channel called The Haunting. I've watched that a few times before, but...
Isn't it called Ghost Hunters? Well, it's called Ghost Hunters here.
It looks like... sort of looks like... I don't know. You really can't tell if it's happening because it's like on TV, you know?
Yeah, you can only see what they're acting. You have to see it for yourself to believe.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Next question is from Mushroom Queen. If you were forced to dress up for a Halloween costume party, what would you dress up as? Let's start with Mike.
I don't know. I haven't dressed up for quite a few years now.
What would it be?
Mm.
If you don't pick, I get to pick.
No, I'm not dressing up in a Star Trek uniform. I don't know. The pirate would be fun, maybe. I don't know.
With a hook and all on your hand?
That's kind of... I don't know.
And the sign that says Demonoid.
Demonoid.com. Anyways, okay, Mike would be a pirate. Jeff?
I'd dress up as some politician.
Who?
Just to make fun of them.
Hillary Clinton?
sure. I'd do Ron Paul, though. And then put up a sign that says, stop submitting me to dig.
there's
a bit of too much of that on dig. Okay. Me, personally, if I had the chance, I'd dress up as something from Star Trek, like that would be involved, like a Borg or something, you know? But if I had my dream costume party, it would be the staff together and doing this posing picture in Star Trek uniforms.
No.
Trekkie and MQ would wear blue. Warren, Lance, and Southrend would wear gold. Mike, Jeff, Brad, and me would all wear red.
Okay.
Jeff, would that be worth your time?
I don't think so.
No. Say no.
Yes! Anyways, moving onwards. Mike, next question.
Have you ever been in a place where you can't get out of? Example, a yelling match, and no matter what you do, you can't get out of it unscathed. Also, Shane, do you have any framing advice? For me. Farming.
Yes, farming.
My farming level is level 33. Keep up the good work from Yu-Gi-Oh! Kid 7.
So let's do the first one first. Any situations?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one.
Okay.
So, just this last summer, I was stuck in the balcony in Taiwan.
Why?
Because I was, you know, because in Taiwan you have those apartments, and then all the water switches or whatever they're called, they're all located in the on the roof of the building, and then basically I was locked up there because the wind was so. It was a day before the hurricane, so the wind was actually pretty strong. So I was locked in there,
really?
But then I managed to get out through like a small window at the top, because it was it's one of those because in Taiwan you have the roof is actually where it is actually a floor itself where you can people live there. So yeah,
okay,
I got that up though.
That's interesting.
No situations, really. No, nothing for me that I can think of. Mike?
I was stuck in a bathroom once. The door handle...
Oh, God, I remember that!
Oh, well, yeah, you were at my house.
Yeah, it was your birthday. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, that didn't take very long to get out, though.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay.
Thank you, Owen. Framing advice? I'm not a carpenter, but farming advice, sure. Basically, what you want to do is plant the best tree and fruit tree seeds that you can. Best allotment that you can, maybe.
That's pretty expensive, though.
Well, not if you use miscellanea.
I got to level 50 farming in a week just using allotments and bushes.
Okay, well, there you go. Spend a day or so thieving seeds from the master gardener, and then do allotments until you're, 50-ish?
Yeah, just go around to all the allotments and plant stuff. You don't need to protect it all and stuff. You should use compost, though.
Yeah, super compost if you have it.
Don't wait there watching them, though, like some people do.
That's just a waste of your time. If you do that, you make people laugh, like me. And once you complete those two miscellanea quests that we talked about earlier, put your people on full maples and you'll get lots of seeds and farming will go quickly. So... Mm-hmm. That's what we have to say about that one. Thank you, Yu-Gi-Oh! Kid. Last question now. What was the old theme song? I really liked it and I can't find it. For that, pay attention to later in the show when we talk about the old episode links, because you'll be able to find that there, and the old theme song, you should be able to listen to it on the episodes. And I do have the original MP3, but I'm not going to be giving it out due to restrictions with the licensing agreement on it, even though it is sort of Creative Commons. If RuneScape came out with new singing, what would be the level 99 with a new singing skill? What would be the level 99 song?
Level 99 song.
Yeah, that you sing at level 99. Happy birthday? No. For he's a jolly good fellow. Some opera, maybe?
No. I don't really like the idea of a singing skill.
How would you do it? Sing into a microphone, you know? And then it would grade you based on what kind of tones you hit? And this would be the first step into, like, a real-life RuneScape or something? I don't know.
RuneScape Idol.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how this would go. Can you guys think of anything? For a song? No?
No.
Nope.
Okay, then I think we should move on to the tech news, okay? I'm going to take the first one. Apple has announced this week that it... Ah! I can't talk. Apple this week is believed to have wrapped up the development of macOS 10.5 Leopard while simultaneously pushing out another pre-release copy of its final maintenance and security update for 10.4 Tiger users. 10.5 Leopard is now finalized to the point at which Apple says it will begin providing Leopard-related support training materials to its support staff. I don't know, I just felt I had to put this in because we covered the Vista release candidates, and now why not cover Leopard ones? The supposed idea for a release date is the 26th of October, which is a Friday. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Would you be getting it?
Getting it when?
Comes out.
I'm not sure on that. Whether or not I'd be getting it on the actual day it comes out, but I'd say I'd probably be getting it because I don't know. It's just something that it looks good, and well, unlike Microsoft, I don't think it's going to be like Vista was, you know, with a huge bunch of what's the word I'm looking for? Memory leaks, right? Bloatware and like just unstable and slowness, because you know how when you move a window in Vista, the CPU load spikes to 60% if you're using the Aero interface. Ugh. Like, this is the thing I have about Vista. Tell me if you guys agree with me on this, okay? It's good. It's perfectly fine to move ahead to the next iteration of an operating system from Microsoft, because they're all based on NT. So basically, what I would move to Vista, but I just can't. It's like when you're on a diving board, you can't just push yourself off the edge, you know? You need someone to push you, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would, but I just don't feel comfortable leaving XP yet.
I just don't want to convert to it because it'll cost me money.
Well, there's ways around
that. Yeah, same
that,
here.
But we won't.
No.
But we won't talk about that.
And some applications don't work in Vista.
Like ones that, like video editing programs and sound editing programs, because, well, that's just with the DRM thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't use it because Google Talk doesn't work on it.
What, Jeff?
I was going to say Google Talk doesn't work on it.
Oh, really?
I use that a lot.
Oh, well, there's your deal breaker. You know, yeah. When I last tried it with my Mac, the deal breaker was that I couldn't see the printer from the Mac. That's my main reason.
All those basic things that stop you.
I know. Like, I don't know. I don't know why we're talking about Vista here when it was a story about Leopard, but I was going to dig up that sound clip about Brad. You remember that one? When he says, "I'm a Leopard, man." He's just never been able to redo it to glory of before. Anyways, yes. I don't know. I might get it, but should I pre-order it? And have it dropped off on October 26th?
Why, do you want it that much?
Well, no, not that much.
Well, then you don't need to pre-order it.
But I just don't want to go out and get it. You know?
No.
I just don't want to go out. Anyways. Because it seems like all this trouble to go wait in line. We only have one store that sells Macs here. Specialty. Like, if I was to go there, I just don't want to stand in line there on the first day.
It's the one that still has the old Apple logo.
Yes, the one by Olive Garden on the West End.
The building's, like, turning yellow and stuff.
See, Jeff, we don't have Apple stores here.
I've saw one in the mall, like probably five miles away from here.
Really?
And it was all crowded with people using the iPhone. It was about 4 or 5 months ago.
Wow.
Wait, actually, yeah, 2 or 3 months ago.
Okay, I think we should be moving on then. There's something about 10.4.11 coming out also, but I haven't seen anything on my software update yet, so I don't know.
I thought that was just a rumor or something.
Yeah, but this one was from Apple Insider, and they're normally one of the few accurate spots. Okay, this is one. This next one is an update from a story, I think, 2 weeks ago or something. The AT&T story. Basically, they're changing their tone about their controversial service changes. AT&T has promised to update its controversial terms of service. Gone is the language giving AT&T the right to terminate your account for content that tends to damage the name or reputation of AT&T. It's been rephrased to 5.1. Suspension/termination. AT&T respects the freedom of expression and believes it's the foundation of our free society, expressing different points of view. AT&T will not terminate, disconnect, or suspend service because the views you or we express on public policy matters, political issues, or political campaigns.
Yeah, but they can still terminate your account for whatever they want.
I know, like, they're just...
It's just for a different reason instead of that now.
Exactly. There's always a way around policy. AT&T or another company or a private organization. Mm-hmm. Wow. I keep losing... I have three windows open with you guys.
For the other three, it says that you left...
Really?
Yeah. Right, Mike?
Yeah, he always leaves, and then on your Mac one, it doesn't show when the... on the Mac MSN, it doesn't show when the conversation ends after 10 minutes of inactivity. So then you open up a new window with everyone else.
Yeah.
Actually, about this, I downloaded a new version of the MSN today, 6.03. And apparently it was needed to allow me to continue using MSN, but I have no idea what the changes were or anything. It's the same old crappy version as before. I need something that supports whiteboard and audio clips, and I'll be happy. Oh boy. Anyways, that was one long tangent there. But anyways, it's good that AT&T is changing their tone. Jeff, do you have AT&T for anything?
My landline is on AT&T, and so is my DSL, and so was my cell phone.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So you better watch. You would have had to watch what you would say then.
Yep.
Okay. Time to move on to the rants. The rants. Mike, first one.
All right. This is going to be short, sweet, and to the point. If you have a clan chat active and your account gets banned, your clan chat will remain open to the public. Now, this may not seem like much of a problem to some, but I'll tell you why it needs to be fixed. With the account banned, the player who was in control of the account can no longer get on to close it, and the people she/he appointed to ranks will more than likely never visit again, once they know the player has been banned. So if you left it open to the public with no one to close it and no one to maintain order, it becomes a pit for spammers, foul language, rule breaking, and anything else you might think of that can go on within chats. Yes, Jagex mods have the power to go into any chats, but in the many, many chats that I've seen, I've yet to see one. So when a player becomes permanently banned, along with deleting all information of their account, stats, bank account, high scores, delete this clan chat info, and the chat itself. Do not do this for temporary bans as they do come back. That's all.
You know, this sounds more like a bug than a rant.
Well, yeah, it shouldn't let people in the chat. It shouldn't delete the info because they never delete it. A permanent ban is never permanent, is it?
No.
They still keep the information.
Yeah, why delete an account, you know, if...
Well, yeah, they still keep it, because if they delete all information, you'd be able to take the name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just more of a bug because it should be closed out, as Mike said. Not allowed for a pit of mischief, you know? Anyways, that's a good rant. Too bad they can't let player mods take control of clan chats, eh?
No, that would be too much.
Okay.
You can't give player mods lots of power.
Yeah, we know there's a few stupid ones in the bag, eh?
Well, there's too many of them, like, and they don't really, I don't know, they don't really check on the person beforehand to see what they're like.
There's no background check.
Yeah, they need background checks.
That's one thing JX needs to do.
There's just so many of them that that'd be too much power. Like, with muting, that's not really much.
It's only for 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only to stop the people advertising websites, mostly.
Yeah. And then JX can step in and take more control. Okay. Good rant. More of a bug report, but good anyways. Jeff?
Okay. Okay, so here's my story. This is about the third time I got hacked this week. Today, I logged on in a couple of hours ago, and I was happy for Friday and ready to play RuneScape for a great weekend. But I can't because some hacker hacked my account and took all my stuff. So, when somebody hacks your account and takes it and uses it, and it has member on it, that is illegal because the customer uses their credit card number and which gives them your number, which is illegal. Jagex, you must make something that makes it so you have no way to get hacked. My friend got hacked like 2 months ago, and I got hacked about 2 weeks ago, and last week too, and now today. I have nothing but a damn book full of pages. I don't know why people have created this thing, okay, so-called code cracker. Is there any way in your power that you can get anything so that you can't get hacked? And lastly, if I ever get hacked ever again, I am not ever playing RuneScape for the rest of my life. So if you don't want to lose a customer, no, about 100 customers, please, you have to do something about this. On my estimate, about 500 people get hacked every day. I have one of those 500 people. This is just hilarious.
It just started and then got more hilarious as it went on. Like, what's this code cracker?
I think that's why he's getting hacked.
The only way someone can get hacked is if they get a keylogger on their system or enter their password on a website that is bad and tries to steal your password. That's the only way.
Or if someone guesses your password.
Which shouldn't be possible, as you should all be using letters and numbers upwards of 15 characters.
From grc.com.
No. Well, it may be for your routers, but on RuneScape, my password fills the entire password block.
Yeah, so does mine.
See? That's why I got hacked once, changed my password, and never got hacked again. Anyways, yes.
Your password was too simple before? Or?
Oh, yeah. It was 4 letters and 2 numbers.
Oh, I know that one, then.
Yeah! You do, don't you?
It wasn't me, though. I know the password you're talking about.
Yeah, it's become a standard password that we use in our family.
In our family?
Yeah.
We're family now?
Yep.
Okay.
Because, well, I just let it out once, and it seems like a good password, so, for insecure things, but, yeah. Okay. I don't use it for anything else, though, so that's good. Anyways, I these people shouldn't even be allowed to play RuneScape. That's what I have to say. That's what Brad would say, too. Actually, he might even go to the extent of saying they're not even shouldn't even be allowed to breathe.
And he'd make fun of you, too, for being hacked.
Yeah, well, that was when I was a noob.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's about it for rants this week. On to the other things. All right, the day everyone's been waiting for. I finally got the old episodes up on the update.rsbnb.com. Just go to update.rsbnb.com/old-episodes. There's a list there of all the old episodes from prior to 43. Or more like 55 or something, I think. But I'll list all the ones from 55 onwards because 55 is when we started using the website for shows and whatnot. But they'll all be there for your listening pleasure. Please don't listen to the first ones. Those ones were just horrendous. Don't. Just don't listen to those. They were like 15 minutes long, and we had things about... We had the basics of a show going, but there's still some things missing, like the rants weren't in. We did some tech news on and off. The show developed with time, so just don't listen to any of the ones, say, in the first 20 or so. Then I'll be happy. But those are going up for old time's sake. The show contest. We hear people want to be on the show, but you just can't come on the show. You need to either be a staff member or take part in this little contest we're having. Basically, what the contest is you go on to RuneScape, log in with your secure password, and then you'll go around taking pictures of things you're doing on your RuneScape. So first of all, doing five skills. One of them has to be fishing, and one of them has to be farming. You can choose the other three. And I've got about three entries so far, and there's a good... I think I do have a clear winner in mind. I have to talk to Brad about it, but if nobody else were to enter, we would have no problems picking a winner. So you have until roughly next week to get those in. One more week. Are you, any of you guys entering? Or no, that would be kind of pointless because you guys are on the show right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Obviously.
Shall we take a look at the skill of the month, how it's progressing for October? It was agility this month. Oh my, wow. Look at this guy. Mike, you're going to be impressed. Kirby?
Hmm?
He's managed to keep pretty much a straight line, a linear approach all month.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
818k XP gained.
Too much for me to do.
Yeah.
I'm seventh.
Second place is Cooper. 23 signups this month, so you have, I think, what is it? 2 weeks and 2.5 weeks to get this done. So what have we all been up to this month?
School.
Yeah.
Same.
I've been coding, and I really haven't come out of isolation this week, so I've just been code, eat, code, eat. You know the drill.
Yeah.
Anything that you guys want to share about your week? Anything funny?
We were holding this robotics club meeting, and then we had two really stupid people. So,
what'd they do?
They pretended that they knew everything about everything. So they were really one of those people where you just cannot work with.
Yeah, that's annoying. I'm doing a group project too, but they seem to be okay. Actually, we're using Skype as a medium for meeting and whatnot. That's what those little bings, little beeps were. I had to silence that, but that got silenced by setting Skype to do not disturb. Mike, anything you want to share?
Nothing really interesting happened this week. It was a pretty boring week.
Yeah.
Too much school.
Yeah, when's it gonna end? You know? I don't know. Anyways, I think we're done for this episode. We've been recording this for an hour and 20 minutes. Oh my god.
My ears are really warm.
Okay, well, there you go. Jeff?
Yes?
How are your ears? Are they warm yet?
I took my headset off for a while.
Oh. So how are you speaking to us then?
I turned on the speakers for a while because my ears started hurting.
Well, I guess I can't hear myself, so that's good. Anyways, this has been RSPB Update 121 for Friday, October 12th, 2007. We will see you guys all next week with Brad's new microphones. They should be sounding better than ever. For Mike and Jeff, goodbye.
Bye.